W4DJW testing. W4DJW, can I get a signal report?
9 Mike, Kilo Romeo. I got you, Dave.
Sounds solid right here. Full scale, full quieting.
If I tune the VFO off just a little bit on either side, the racket goes away on my end.
What's a little? 1 hertz or 10 hertz or 50 hertz? What's a little?
I would say about, I don't know, 5 kilohertz or so.
Okay, that's normal. There's a flat spot about 10 kilohertz wide. And you can go off 5 feet to either side, but you go past 5 on either side. When you drop off, it's like falling off a cliff. It's not like a slow taper. It's a, you're there or you're not.
It actually just started. I was getting full I'm getting full quieting with, you know, with your signal. And, but again, it's breaking my squelch at like S5. S6 or something like that. And then it'll go away after a while, but it's right on that frequency, 146.10. And if I go off to 146.15, it's gone.
Okay, that's normal. If you can turn your resolution down lower than that, then you can go back and forth 2 or 3 kilohertz on either side, and you'll still get it. But if you go more than five or more, it's normal that you start losing it very quickly. It could be that your local oscillator is starting to drift. What kind of radio are you on?
I'm on an ICOM 9700, and it was working fine before. It just actually, I was just monitoring, and it started about 5 minutes or so ago.
Okay, it's not likely that that is drifting. That's got an oven, and it keeps it pretty well solid. Unless something, you know, that hardly ever happens is happening, that shouldn't be an issue. But you're saying it's not full scale where you are?
No, it's about I'm just looking at about S5 or so. I'll tell you what, if you got a minute, I'll call you on the phone and I'll let you hear what I'm hearing.
Okay, I've got a minute.
This is KD9MKR, clear.
W4DJW, clear and standing by.